Okay, it's about 10:15, Sunday morning, February 10th. I'm on the escalator coming to ground level at the Sunset and Vermont Metro Red Line station in Los Angeles. Coming up to street level here on Vermont Avenue. It's a beautiful day here in Los Angeles. It's about 70 degrees will be our high. I don't know what it is about now. It's probably like 60, 62. Beautiful, clear weather, sky, and the air quality is great because the rainy season has just ended. So, I'm at the corner of Sunset and Vermont. Some of the participants are gathering, the organizers are gathering at Starbucks at 6801 Hollywood Boulevard. So, since I've got time, I think I might head over there and see what's going on. Otherwise, I'll just end up at the site of the protest, which is 4810 West Sunset Boulevard. I saw a few people on the metro this morning who were wearing masks, so I know that at least there's a few early birds arriving. It sounds like a lot of the masks that people are buying were sold out, so that may indicate the number of people participating. But at this point, don't see a lot of people. It looks like a nice, quiet Sunday morning here in Los Angeles. Okay, I've just looked a little more closely at the details on the Project Chenology website, and I guess the Starbucks coffee is at the Hollywood and Highland stop, which is two stops back on the railway, so I'm not going to go back there. It's 10:20, so I'm just going to wait here in the neighborhood, maybe walk over to the site of the protest itself, 4810 West Sunset. Don't think anybody will be there at this hour. Let you know what I find there. Okay, it's 10:30 now, and I'm walking over to the site of the protest. According to my iPhone, it's already 74 degrees, which is the forecasted high for this neighborhood. So, pretty thoroughly geeked out with my new iPhone, I have to say. All right, let's see if I'm headed the right direction here. Okay, we're back in action here. Got some new batteries for my Adderall here for recording. And just walking over to the neighborhood. You can see the Hollywood sign up just beyond Vermont Avenue here, up in the hills. Oh yeah, there's the church. I can see it from here. My thought is get to the site a little bit early and then just take a few moments to pray the rosary. I think you should have time before 11 o'clock. Always good to start something in prayer. My own personal interest in doing this is kind of stems from the prayer apostle that I came up with 2 years ago to be praying for Tom Cruise and for his... Well, I didn't really know much about Scientology at the time, but I could tell that he is kind of a tortured soul. And I knew he had a Catholic background. And, of course, knew all about Katie Holmes and how upset her family was when that marriage was arranged. So, anyway, I had the Seraphic Mass Association, which is a group of Franciscan priests, offer some masses for Tom back in 2005. And then I wrote Tom a letter. I sent it to his talent agency, and I highly doubt he ever got it, but I just sort of wanted to reach out to him and not proselytize, but just to say that I was praying for him. And well, maybe if I have time here, I'll just read the letter that I wrote him, and you can kind of get a sense of where I'm coming from on this. Okay, so here's the letter I wrote Tom Cruise back on July 18th of 2005. I addressed it to Mr. Tom Cruise, care of Lee Ann DeVette, Cruise Wagner Productions, 5555 Melrose Avenue, Building 200, Los Angeles, California, 90038. Dear Mr. Cruise, I've been watching the news, or at least the gossip, about you unfold in recent weeks. And I believe that had something to do with Katie Holmes at the time. Since I am not a celebrity, I have no idea what it must be like to have your life dissected before the national and international media each day. I simply wanted to write a short letter to let you know that someone is remembering you by name in daily prayer. Perhaps that awareness can be for you, in some small way, a refuge amidst the violent tempest of publicity that surrounds your life. I'm writing you as a young Catholic and artist living in Los Angeles. I moved from here from Minnesota 2 years ago to pursue screenwriting and to serve in some capacity in the spiritual slums of Hollywood. I hope you won't take offense at my offer of prayers for you or interpret them as some manipulative form of proselytism. I'm not praying for any particular outcome other than that the will of God be accomplished in your life. I have no idea what you believe, only the greatest curiosity to understand. It's been a source of frustration for me to watch as people in the media analyze, dissect, repurpose, and otherwise abuse your reputation. I hope there are people in your life who will go out of their way to treat you humanely, to listen to you, and to seek to uncover whatever is best and most noble in you. I know that at one time you were a Catholic and actually attended a seminary. I was in seminary myself at one time. Seeing as you are no longer a practicing Catholic, I suspect that your experience in the seminary may have been as miserable as my own, if not more so. I've also observed with disappointment the sort of unhealthy curiosity the media has taken in your personal affairs, and in particular, your sexuality. Many people give themselves license to hold your life under a microscope, justifying this behavior with any number of excuses. The most popular excuse I hear usually reduces to this formula. Anyone who chooses life as a celebrity in Hollywood had better expect to have every detail of their lives placed before the public eye. Oftentimes, embedded in comments like this are sentiments of jealousy and envy, and a certain destructive cramping of the human spirit. For my part, I believe that questions about your personal dealings, orientation, and interior life are very personal, and the public has no right to information about these things. This is not to say, however, that I feel no particular obligations to you. All of us, no matter what our background, are members of the human family, and this alone should awaken in us a sense of solidarity, at least enough to recognize the value, the dignity, and the unrepeatable mystery that each person represents. Within the human family, we are all, in some sense, entrusted to one another. It is with this understanding that I write this letter. I offer the promise of my prayers for you daily, that, in the midst of your life, you will somehow discover the peace and the joy of a truly human existence. My own conviction is that such a thing is found in discovering and conforming to the divine will. And so that is the manner of my prayer for you. Simply know of my prayers and best wishes. Yours, Clayton. Okay, onward to the site of the protest. It is now 10:45 a.m. And I think I'm about a block from the church at this point. Uh-oh, I just spilled on my Adderall. That's not good. Whoops. Probably shouldn't have my juice open while I'm trying to record. Okay, I'm going to turn off this recording for a second. Okay, just discovered, again, I wasn't reading this thing very clearly. The gathering at Starbucks was on Hollywood Boulevard. The gathering for the protest is on Sunset, so I gotta hoof it a few blocks here to get down to Sunset again, 4810. I'm at 4800 Hollywood Boulevard, and it's about 5 minutes to 11, so no wonder it's quiet. I'm in the wrong place. Alright, well, let's see if I can make it down there in time. Okay, I can see Sunset now. Oh, now I've seen people. Okay, I just saw a bunch of people cross the street down at Sunset, Vermont, so I'm clearly heading in the right direction now. Okay, there's some protesters behind me that are together. One man has a sign that says Scientology destroys families, and he's talking to the guy with the cape on. So they're getting to know each other before they get to Sunset in Vermont here. Oh, there's a hospital, children's hospital on one corner. Okay, Children's Hospital Los Angeles. All right. Well, we're on the corner of Sunset, Vermont now. Should be pretty close to the site where everything's going to happen here. I'm guessing we're on the other side of the street. Oh, yeah, definitely. Okay. So I got to wait to cross Sunset here. I really like to find a garbage... Oh, there's a garbage can. Yeah, they've closed the sidewalk on this side of the street. So I have to cross here. Okay, we're just like half a block maybe from where everybody's gathering.
What's this about?
Protest against Scientology internationally.
I wish that would have been done before.
Yeah, it's about time. A lot of people with signs up ahead. Looks pretty quiet, tame, well-behaved. It's almost 11 o'clock. Oop, almost got run over by a turning car. It's a typical morning in Los Angeles. Pedestrians are on the verge of extinction out here. I call it the Frodo effect, you know. If you're on foot in Los Angeles, it's like you put on the ring and you're invisible to everyone but evil forces. But I survived. Okay, some people got noisemakers now. I'm getting close. Oh, I see. This is really, yeah. Oh, wow. I've never seen this building before. This is the church, I guess. Wow. It's austere. It's ugly. It's looks like it's made out of gray plastic. If that is their building, I don't know. Okay. Okay, so it's 11 o'clock now.
What do you think? Well, I've seen pieces of it here and there. I think there's a lot of stuff on there that's, for example, some of the old issues that were cleared up are still brought up today as though they were still going on. Like, let's say, fair game. Canceled. Not allowed. You can't do anything illegal if you're a Scientologist. You can't. Or you just can't continue in Scientology.
And yet, Scientology continues to attack back anyone who criticizes them. We found when I moved to Clearwater for a couple of years, working for the Lisa McPherson Trust.
It turns out I'm right behind this guy who runs Xenu.net. I had posted a link on my blog a couple weeks ago, and he's here with a video camera. He's interviewing somebody who's a member of Scientology, trying to clear up some of the viewpoints of Scientologists. So I'm just going to put my camera, I mean my microphone up here for a minute.
For having marijuana. And Jesse had to stand trial, and the jury found him not guilty.
Okay.
We tracked down one of the PIs involved in this, well, both of them. One of the PIs testified that he was paid $186,000 a year.
Wow.
Just one person to follow our movements.
I can find a cheaper PI than that.
Right, but do you think that the church...
I had a few stalkers. I had to fire a private investigator once. I had a couple of stalkers.
But do you think that a church should be using parishioners' money for things like setting up critics on phony drug charges?
Of course not. I don't know if that's true, because I wasn't there.
Well, that's on the website. I have the entire audio testimony of the trial from the courtroom on my website. You can check it out.
Okay, well, I say then to bring any charges through the legal system and call the cops and call the FBI if you feel there's a crime being committed. That's your right as an American citizen. Your duty as an American citizen. It's my duty as an American citizen too, and it's my duty as a Scientologist. If I see a Scientologist doing something illegal, I gotta stop, because we're all gonna get painted with a broad brush. If I see somebody doing in Scientology doing something wrong or illegal, and I don't step up and say, hey, knock it off, it's my damn fault. It's the same as a cop.
I respect that.
If a cop goes out and does something wrong or does something racist, all cops get painted with a broad brush, and that's not fair to police. It's
so
not fair to
them. If you see a Scientologist doing something which you believe is illegal, do you report it to the police? How do you handle it?
I would first... Well, it depends on the severity of it. If it's something actually illegal, yeah, I go right to the cops. Right to the cops. Absolutely.
But isn't it policy in Scientology to take...
Okay, he's going to capture all this. I'm sure it'll be on his website, so I don't need to capture that.
Yeah, pretty much on civil matters.
So, well, I don't know. I don't know how many people we have here. It's probably a couple hundred, as far as I can see. There may be more. I don't know. Got some people here with signs that say, Happy Birthday, Lisa. Got bypassers honking their horns. Some of these signs have a lot of stuff on them. A lot of people have sunglasses or masks on, not everybody. Thank you.
Oh, man. Can't get one.
How many people are running?
Okay, so it does go further down the block. We'll probably have, I don't know, it's a good number of people. Looks like maybe I would say closer to 250, maybe 300 people. Kind of walking up and down the block here total, so we'll just be conservative, say 200. Oh, there's the church complex. Wow, that thing is creepy. The Hubbard Dianetics Foundation. Get my iPhone, take a picture of this thing on the back side. I don't know why there's a cross in the middle of their logo. That kind of seems strange to me. Maybe that guy who's answering questions could let me know why that is. Interesting. Okay. There's a little space and there's somebody with a megaphone down here. I guess they have...
I want you to know about former members of Scientology's private Navy Sea Org, who were forced to have abortion so that they could continue in service to the church. We want you to know that about Scientology's use of child labor and the gulag. We want you to know about Operation.
Okay, now we got a news organization. It's E Entertainment. Their van's just pulling up. A guy's here, a cameraman from E Entertainment's here to cover it.
Right here, though, bud.
On the next block, there's Mark from Xenu TV. He's interviewing a Scientologist who's defending Scientology down there. So that's kind of interesting stuff.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah. But I only see one person defending it so far.
Yeah, well, I'm sure they'll come out.
Lisa McPherson. We want you to know about the former members of Scientology's private Navy, Sea Org, who were forced to have abortion so
that you can continue in service. This guy says, I'm too poor to believe in Scientology.
That's a good point.
Scientology kills. That's another Xenu.net sign.
Is that you guys
crossing
the
street
there?
I got a handout that's got a couple quotes from L. Ron Hubbard on it. It says, Christ died for his own sins. The only way you can control people is to lie to them. I'd like to start a religion that's where the money is. These are the words of L. Ron Hubbard, founder of Scientology. The Church of Scientology is a dangerous cult that scams members with pseudoscience for their own financial gain. They call themselves a religion. Knowledge is free. Educate yourself. Xenu.net. Free Katie Holmes. What have we got here? A lot of people with cameras.
They did a planned operation on White, which was systematically steal documents from the IRS and the FBI and other government agencies, which they did.
Well, that's one side of the story. And there is another side, my brother.
Well, the Church of Scientology stipulated the both sides of the story when Mary Sue and signed the government order that sends them all to jail.
Well, again, we get back into a... you say one thing and I may say something else.
Right, but I'm saying things that are on record.
Me too. I'm saying things that are on record.
Scientology signed to say, okay, we admit this, we did this, we are guilty, and the top Scientologists, including Mary Sue Hubbard, went to prison. So that is not contested by either side.
Anything can be contested by any side. And I contest that the facts are on in that case. I don't know them all. I wasn't there. I don't know if all the court documents are available. And if you and I sat down, we could sit down with it and discuss it and probably come to some conclusion as to what actually happened. And I believe, I don't believe that I completely know, but I, with all due respect, I don't know that you completely know either.
I believe that I completely know because the government took this to court, laid out the evidence. All that evidence was agreed to by Scientology when they said, yes, we did this. That's why it's called a stipulation of evidence, because both sides, the government and Scientology, agreed that this is what happened, and Scientology pled guilty to it, and the leaders went to prison. All that documentation is on the Internet, so
there's a lot of things on the Internet.
No, all of that evidence. I have it on my website.
Yeah, there's a lot of things on it. There's things where about Mother Teresa on the Internet. There's things of the KKK on the Internet. There's racist stuff on the Internet. There's all kinds of documentation, but you never really know. And the only way we can really know, you're laughing at me, but
I'm serious. Because this is court stipulated that Scientology themselves...
What court? What judge?
Critical thinking. He's not allowed to have critical thinking. It's a high crime.
Critical thinking.
No, you get a lot of trouble if you do. It's policy.
Oh, no, I'm critical thinking now.
Definitely. You're getting a lot of trouble. I'm sure you'll be in there. I'm sure I was in probably same strategy. Because when I was in Scientology, Jeff Kiros used to have me go out to San Francisco Org.
May I make a point?
And I was able to go out. Guys, I was thinking their houses, too.
Let him finish his little thing. Okay.
He says, I'm sure OSA sent Rock. On my mother's life, I am here. No one from the church knows I'm here. No one sent me. No one prepped me. No one talked to me about it. Nothing. Nobody knows I'm here. My mother's life, I swear to God, and my mom, that I'm here because I want peace between people who disagree and people who have documentation like yourself, maybe to come to a point where we can actually sit down and come to conclusions, and who knows who's right or who's wrong. But that's my point.
Scientology says there is no God. It's on OTA, there is no God.
I believe in God. I believe there's a God.
When you get to OTA, you're going to realize...
I know OTAs are very religious people.
What's that?
I know OTAs are very religious people.
Well, when you get to that level, then you can tell when you change your mind. What about how when people are unclear, they're not supposed to get bored and stuff. They're supposed to have perfect memory.
According to the original postulate in Dianetics, he felt that that's what it would be. But in fact, I get bored.
And so it didn't work. And then when an OT is supposed to be you are disinhibited, you're obviously connected to an SP, suppressor, your PTS, that's policy. Okay, right? Okay, so how can an OT be PTS? OT's that cancer every day.
True.
Okay, there's something wrong there.
Well, yeah, it's a tangled web. Life is a tangled web. And I don't know all the answers. I don't know all the answers.
I just want to compare a couple of things. When you said... also, you can send me here. On my honor, that's not the case. All right, I accept that. That's something that I don't have evidence of. One way or the other, and then I think you had to work with it.
Okay.
That's one type of anecdotal evidence. Mm-hmm. The other type is what I was talking about with court records, such as Operation Snow White,
right,
where there is no dispute about what happened. It is silent. This happened. And for you to say it didn't happen, it didn't happen that way.
I got your question. May I interject? I would never be so foolish as to think an organization can't make mistakes, or has it done something that was wrong, or had some people in it that were misguided. I don't know that. And so I would assume that could very well be the case, that there could be people who were misguided, wrong, did something wrong and maybe admitted to it, and then if it's settled, then you move on. And I do believe, in my heart of hearts, that the real policy now is just don't do anything illegal. You don't do anything, you can't do anything illegal. Even towards the situation here with the people that are protesting today.
What about source? Like, if Elrond Hubbard writes something, that's source, that's solved. You can't change that. No one can change it but Elrond Hubbard. He's not here anymore. So David Miscavige now scroll it, change
no,
it?
No, you can't.
Okay, so if something is source, it says this is what it is, that is what it is. Right? Just like the fair game policy.
Yeah.
The point is that what you call it, fair game cancellation, though, says what it says. It doesn't say we're not going to break the laws. It says for PR reasons.
At a time, in the early beginnings of Scientology, that policy was put forth. Later on, when re-examined, it was obvious that something like that is a terrible thing, and it's wrong, and it's illegal. So it's canceled.
What would you think about a church leader who creates something such as a church that says you can be lied to, tricked to, or destroyed by any means, by any Scientologist, without any retribution to the Scientologist? Is that really a church leader?
No, it's not, and whoever came up with that, or
whatever,
Ron is perfectly capable of making an error. Making a mistake and correcting it later, like him and like you are, and like you are.
He's
just a man.
David Miscavige is
just a man.
Returning a lot of Elrond Hubbard's mistakes because they were originally.
I have all the originals. I have all the originals. Personally, me, on my dining room table, went through all the books to make sure all the things in the original were there and all the things are all in there. Just to get punctuation corrections and lay it out better as compared to myself personally. I still got all my old books.
Dude, you're on acid, dude. There's been chapters that have been added to those books by David.
I
have no
check
idea
it.
What you're talking about. Personally, every single one of those books.
I disagree, my friend.
It's not a matter of disagreeing, it's a fact. What, re-edited by him?
There were things added books. That weren't put in
the
first
place.
There's
a book that was written by Elrond Hubbard. Four chapters into the book, it has a preface.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. Because the preface wasn't supposed to be there.
Yeah, and they took out chapters.
I disagree, my friend.
You know, there's so many people that have the book that are compared to them.
We can prove it to you. We can
so for you to say that they're the same. Anybody can do it. It's not
originally
proved wrong. It's not the original. Those books were edited and re-edited and things were taken out and things were edited where by the editor, not
I'm coming to you.
Or some of the books that Elrond Hubbard wrote, he never even read the final printed manuscript of. So for you to say that they were the same, you have no idea what you're talking about.
No.
You have no idea what you're talking about because they're not the same.
What about Lisa
McPherson? I have no idea what I'm talking about.
Have you seen it? You know about Lisa McPherson?
Yes, I do.
Okay, what's in your understanding what happened?
She died.
Okay, how did she die? Where was it?
She died of an embolism.
Where?
In Clearwater, Florida.
Who was holding her? Where was she?
Nobody. I've seen that hotel. I never saw a cockroach
before.
Sorry. At the Fort Harrison Hotel, I believe.
Okay. Is there any more information to know about that?
That she died of an embolism and that the person that brought the suit had never even spoken to her in adult life.
Okay, so what about, was she a type 3?
I don't know.
Do you know that part of the information? That she was a type 3? I lost her
she was in the car
17
accident.
Days.
You what?
I lost her for 17 days and she lost about, what was it? Her body weight.
These guys are distraction. He doesn't know what he's talking about.
Yes, I do.
I believe that you are telling what you honestly believe.
Yes, sir.
What you have been told by Scientology.
And what I've observed myself, too.
Right, but you have not gone on to read, for instance, the Snow White Doctor.
I've read Scandal Scientology. I've read Madman Messiah. I've seen a zillion websites.
Do you think that Elrond Hubbard Jr. then, Elrond Hubbard Messiah, there's something wrong with him with writing that whole book and going against his father?
Yeah. On the guy who wrote that, Brent Croydon?
Was that Elrond Hubbard Jr. was all involved in the situation on his part? What do you feel about Elrond Hubbard Jr. and the whole situation going against his father?
Oh, the son goes against the dad.
Maybe
he did.
There you go.
Ron is just a man.
Are you at all troubled by the fact that there are so many doctors about his life? Contradict many of the stories that Hubbard told about his life?
And the other hand, there are many documents that back it up, too.
But you're not at all concerned that he was not a nuclear physicist?
And he got an F on it, and he got kicked out. There's a document on that.
Albert Einstein failed math.
And you believe that Albert Einstein and L. Ron Hubbard are about the same part?
No. Completely different fields. Albert Einstein is an iconic, incredible genius, and Ron is only—he is only what my opinion of him is, which probably you're not thinking. I think he did a lot of good stuff, and I think he came up with some great stuff that has been very effective and helpful to me.
So,
and I'm not trying to sway you. You have your opinion and keep it, please. I respect you and back you up.
So, and I support your right to practice Scientology and audit, and I'm not trying to take that away from you.
I understand. Yes, sir.
So are you going to go up to OT levels then, and you're going to have those amazing OT powers then?
I don't know. I'll go up and we'll see what happens.
Because I grew up in Scientology. I was born in Scientology,
uh-huh.
So you understand.
Yeah.
And I used to work with Jeff Kuros as a volunteer, mm-hmm. also in San Francisco. And so when people like Bob, then mainly it was Tori, Christy Walker, and Peaches, who was that her last name?
I don't know, just people.
Well, anyways, they used to come out and they used to picket and do things. So I used to get sent off by Jeff Harris to go to their houses and picket them. I have video documentation that went out with Scientologists, harassed them to the point where they didn't want to come out of their house anymore. And I was stumbling. And I was sent to do this by Jeff Harris because of the fair game situation. So, with that whole thing, I was a diehard Scientologist until my good friend Jennifer Stewart got raped by a Mountain View official, Gabriel Williams, that was from Con, that Scientology there protected the guy and then didn't go to prison for 15 years. He went to jail for 9 months, and they had Eugene Ingram, which is their number one PI guy, come around and slur my name, go and talk to people, make things up, fake testimonies and stuff like that. That's not really a churchly thing. That's what got me out of Scientology was I figured I would say, yeah, this guy raped this young 16-year-old. Do something about it, Jeff. And
right.
They didn't because he was coupon status. So there you go. Scientology wins. He's going to be forgiven the death penalty 10 times. And it stood to the end with that. I couldn't believe it. Because I thought, like you thought, hey, Scientology does something wrong. They should take responsibility. Well, Scientology didn't do that. And that's why I didn't get in trouble. Scientology
comes.
That's what turned me away completely from Scientology because I was going to join the CERI.
Okay.
So there's where I come from on that point. What do you think about that?
I think it's an unfortunate
situation.
Turn of events, that's for sure.
And Jeff Kuros was like my uncle. I knew him since I was 4 years old. I trusted the guy. He didn't care what happened to Jennifer. He said, oh, she's promiscuous. She's a slut. She's this. She's that.
I don't know him, and I wasn't there. And
he's an OT5.
I can't comment on something I just don't know. All I can say is that I'm here. I support anyone's right to free speech and to say what they want. When I first showed up, these gentlemen here shook my hand, and I held up my sign, and it was a sign. It was very cool. So I'm glad there's some dialogue happening.
Say you're a good friend, and that happened to you, you're a good friend.
Mm-hmm.
You're in my shoes. And then the OSA person that you trusted for many years, most of your childhood and most of your life,
uh-huh.
and Scientology backed this rapist stuff, what would you feel? How would you feel about Scientology?
Oh, I would fight it to the end.
Exactly.
I would fight it right to the end.
Exactly. There you go.
That's my point.
That's
me and my circumstances
too,
for
yeah.
me.
Exactly.
I would fight it to the end, and I wouldn't allow anyone to do anything illegal. And if I found anybody in the church doing something that wasn't cool, I would bust them and get them the fuck out of here.
And for doing that, you'd be declared, since you don't agree with Scientology and the policies and stuff like that, because I was conflicting with policies, and so there you go. I can't be a Scientologist.
Well,
that's the only reason I'm out of
what's right is right, and what's the truth is the truth, and I'm going to stick with that. I'm going to stick with that.
I'm interested in knowing a little bit more about in what sense it's a church. I mean, how do you call it a church when it doesn't have any revelation in it?
Well, a church is a body of truths and a way of organizing those.
Okay. But
does that answer your question?
Well, not really, because every when I think of religion, I think of usually there's a revelation by the divine to a human body or a human organization. And that doesn't seem to be an element of Scientology, is that right?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you when the guy walked by. I apologize.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no. It seems like in Scientology, it's not about the divine revealing himself or herself to humanity. It's just something that people decide to believe.
Well, Buddhism is a religion.
No, it's a philosophy. It's not a religion.
Well, I guess, in my humble opinion, it's a religion. It's a religion. I've been to Buddhist temples, and they're very religious people.
They're very spiritual, maybe, but a religion involves an organization that believes that there was something revealed by a divine person to
humanity. I don't know if that's true. Just by the definition of what actual religion
Albert
is.
Hubbard,
I don't know that. Okay. I'm not disagreeing with you.
But on that definition that I'm proposing, would you say that Scientology is a religion or no, if you were to accept my definition?
I don't know.
Okay.
That's a no, probably. So what about how Albert Hubbard believes that he's Buddha? I've spread many things about this when I was growing up, and I was like, wow, he was Buddha. That makes sense. And I believed it for a while. What's your opinion on that? Is Albert Hubbard Buddha?
I don't think so.
So is he lying about things he writes?
No, he just said he's a teacher and he came in the tradition of what Buddhism was.
When he actually says... It clearly implies that he is Buddha.
He says, am I? The Mataya, which is just a teacher.
When we find that for you, though, did you say that he was a liar? If he actually believed he was Buddha and he said he was Buddha somewhere?
Maybe he is.
There you go.
You know?
Your power.
How you doing?
Hey, I'm going to get some stuff really quickly if you don't mind.
Sure.
Okay, so you said that you don't believe in Scientology doing illegal things, right?
Exactly.
You wouldn't let that happen if you knew someone that...
I'll report documents
of L. Ron Hubbard instructing people, including Mary Sue Hubbard, that to do these illegal things, including but not limited to stealing documents from the government, from the Department of Justice. So, I mean, how can you trust a leader who did illegal things himself in the name of his...
I don't believe that that's the case. I see you have some documents there.
Yes.
I don't know... You're getting the sun in your camera.
Oh, thanks.
I know that they're. I don't know. But, you know, all we have to go on is what you know here and now, what I know here and now, and I understand, and I'm not disrespecting your documents or your documentation. But yes, it's true. But I have to stand by my original point: is that if somebody does something illegal, they're not allowed. They're not allowed. You're out.
It was the guy himself. The L. Ron Hubbard himself instructing people to do illegal things. So
I don't believe that's true, but please respect my right to believe what I believe. And I respect your right to believe that. You believe that's true, I understand.
I have no problem with the beliefs of Scientology at all. The only thing I have problems with at all are the illegal actions themselves.
I have a problem with that, too. With anyone.
Exactly, as do I. Yeah, that's all I'm saying about that matter. Let's see, what else do we have here?
So we did the court, and I know Scientology doesn't want to do this, it's against because that's critical thinking, blah, 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 high crimes, deal with blogs like us, especially an SP like myself that's actually being kicked out of Scientology, that kind of a thing. So if I were to take you down, show you a court document or documentation from the actual place, like the San Luis Obispo, where Elrond Hubbard had his tetrachology report, and that whole thing, and associated visceral in his bloodstream, which is psychiatric medication.
Okay.
At that point, would you say that was planted there by the government, the FBI? Because that's how I used to think when I was...
I would take a look at it, and I'm never opposed to sitting down and talking and coming to some kind of an understanding. It doesn't bother me at all. Labels it doesn't bother me. I got nothing against
it. You saw the whole thing and you saw the real documentation at that point. What would your opinion be? If, say, it was a real documentation, you believed it was real documentation, and it was all true, and we took you to the original place, at that point, how would you feel about that document?
What? I don't know. I'd know at that point how
it'd
I felt.
It'd be kind of shaky. It'd be weird, wouldn't it? Because it'd be like, what the hell?
Yeah, anytime you have some ideas and belief of something and then find something that's
Hello?
Contrary to it, it's
going to
shake
you
up, of course.
So, it's really hard to tell how many people are here being on the ground. And I don't see any news coverage in the sky, so can't really count on getting a good story from the news there. But it's busy. It's packed on this corner. There's a lot of people, and it doesn't seem like people are really moving. It's like just kind of standing still.
They're trying it over there. I got to get the rest of these people.
Are there any official spokespersons? I don't see anybody that officially represents Scientology here. No. Looks like it's just protesters. Okay, well, I'm going to put the recording equipment away for a little bit and pray the rosary. Be back. Los Angeles is such a strange place. There's this other guy that was talking to some of the protesters, and he's like supporting the protest. And he says, you know, I don't belong to Scientology. I'm an usher at this church right here. And the church I'm standing outside is called the Self-Realization Fellowship. Only in Los Angeles, I tell you. It's amazing. Now. And you guys have decided not to wear masks. Why not?
Because we're neutral out there.
Okay.
We're not here for wear. We're just here to see it.
Sure.
Getting information. How about you?
Yeah, I found out about just a few weeks ago. I've just been interested in the last couple of months that it's booked after the Tom Cruise video came out. Like, this is
right.
Really odd.
Yeah. Hey, only Scientologists can help people. So.
Yeah, of course. Have you seen any more? I've only seen one advocate of Scientology here, like the dude over there. Have you seen anybody else?
No.
No, there's no official representative, I don't think.
They're,
It's kind of a bunk science psychological counseling, in which basically what they do is they get people to
I disagree with that. I believe everyone should be in communication. Everyone.
You see, that's why you live in the
Scientology. Well, I'm a Scientologist and I'm here. And I know a lot of people would think that I shouldn't be here, or I can't be here, or I'm going to get trouble again. But I'm here. I'm glad to be here. I'm glad to speak with you. And I got nothing on. You know, I'm really just trying to... And I can't answer all the questions.
Of course, yeah, you're not here to officially...
I do.
And some people really want to stand up for people in that, so people that are online.
Here was my idea for today. Here was my idea for today. Oh, I'm sorry. I'll go with my idea for today. And unfortunately, I didn't get enough people together in time. What is to serve coffee and donuts?
Yeah, well, that's sure. Okay, we'll keep it positive.
Do you know why there was no official representative out today, or maybe
I don't know why?
Yeah,
I'm not an official representative.
Right. That's what
I'm
saying.
Just the guy.
You'd expect that they'd want somebody to represent. Yeah. The organization.
Just here.
So I'm just more curious on a personal level what it was about Scientology that interested you or you found helpful.
Well, I knew that I had things in my past that were affecting me adversely.
Sure. Yeah, like we all do.
And I wanted to find a way, and I initially got into a psychoanalysis, and I got some books by Ashley Montagu and some of the iconic psychologists of the 60s and 70s.
Mm-hmm.
And it didn't quite really answer my question. And when I read a Dianex book, that seemed to make sense to me.
Sure, it fit together for you.
And I went and I did a communications course.
Okay.
And my whole family remarked, though, how much more up and less dark of a person I was, mm-hmm. and how much better I was in a lot of ways.
Mm-hmm. Had you had experience in other religious organizations or churches beforehand?
I was a Catholic. I was raised Catholic.
You were raised Catholic. Okay.
Yeah. And I
what was your experience there?
Actually, more respect for Catholicism now than I did when I was there.
Okay. So you had bad experience in general?
Not necessarily a bad one. Actually, my education, I was from Catholic nuns, which I consider very, very good.
I'm here in Los Angeles? Or
in Buffalo, New York.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. But you eventually just drifted away or just lost interest in it?
Yeah, I kind of lost interest in it. It didn't make sense to me.
Okay.
You know, but I have a lot more respect for it now because I do believe they're really trying.
Sure.
That's interesting.
I don't mind at all.
Thanks
for asking.
I'll leave that.
Yeah. That's just interesting to me, too, because I actually am a Catholic. I was studying for the priesthood for a couple of years, so
I'm
always interested in knowing.
My uncle was a translator for the Vatican.
Oh, really?
And also, he was a deacon in the church. And a funny story, my uncle was on the last step of his to be ordained as a priest and left the priesthood to marry my aunt, who was on her last steps to become a Catholic nun.
Okay, yeah, there's stories like that. I know a number of stories like that, yeah.
So they're together now.
Just discerning their vocation at the very last moment. So that's very interesting.
How is that Roland Edderall?
It's pretty amazing. I've only had it for like a month, but it's nice that it doesn't have a spinning hard drive in it. It's just a flash card.
So it's quiet.
It's really quiet.
Yeah, I have an audio one.
Do you?
I use it for writing songs.
Yeah,
stuff.
I like that it saves it as MP3 right away, too, so I don't have to like...
No conversion.
I had a Sony mini-disc, and that was just a hassle.
Oh, I know. I still got a bunch of mini-disc players. I don't know what to do with them.
I'm trying to sell mine on eBay. I'm like, this thing's...
Yeah, they're like
it's great
bucks.
Quality, but yeah, exactly. I don't think they're going to make them anymore. I think they're going to phase them out.
Well, and I found a Polaroid camera the other day, too.
Yeah.
It's useless.
Yeah. So basically, was it just the talking out of the stuff that you need to deal with that you think was helpful, or what is it?
I thought it was very helpful, yeah.
Yeah. But, I mean, you do the same thing in confession. You talk it out.
True. That's why I think the Catholics were on the right path.
Sure.
But I think we take it a bit further in Scientology where, and it was originally like this in Catholicism. A lot of Catholics don't understand that.
Uh-huh.
But originally, when you confessed a sin, you were expected to go out and make it right.
Yeah, there's a penance. There's something you need to do to amend.
It's not just say Hail Mary.
Right, it's not magic.
So I think that was a very good idea.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, that got left out. And I think in Scientology, that's part of it, too. If you've actually done something wrong, you're expected to make it right.
Right, exactly. You can't
steal money from someone. You got to pay it back.
Right. And that's still, that's the official Catholic teaching at this point, is that you have to, you receive what's called a penance, and you go out in the world to make amendment for what you've done. That's part of the deal. That's the way you express your sorrow. It's not just, I'm sorry, but I won't do anything about it.
Yeah.
So. How long have you been with the Church of Scientology?
It's 1971.
Okay, so over 30 years.
Yeah. Do you live here in L.A.?
I've only been here 5 years.
You don't have to tell me. You're
no, no, I'm from Minneapolis originally. I moved out here 5 years ago.
Minneapolis. I played through there a bunch of times.
Did you?
I played through there.
Oh, yeah, it's good music scene up there.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah.
Prince
lived like 5 blocks from my parents' home.
No shit.
He bought my grandfather's farm to build Paisley Park Studios.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he's kind of our claim to fame. Garrison Keillor, of course.
I've heard that name, but I don't know.
He did Prairie Home Companion. He did a talk show on public radio. Yeah.
I gotcha.
Yeah. So. Wow. Well, so where did everybody go?
I think they went to walk around the block.
Oh, okay.
But,
Now, as Scientologists, they don't exclude the practice of being involved in another religion, do
Absolutely
they?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
Absolutely. Matter of fact, Reverend Alfredi Jackson, from the First AME Church of South Central is a friend of mine, acquaintance of mine.
Okay.
I got to be careful when I say, earlier when I said friend, people began questioning me about people
X, Y,
and then claimed that I wasn't telling the truth. So I understand.
You knew him.
I understand that.
Yeah.
Emotions run high.
Yeah.
He's a good friend of mine. They often have the Baptist choir come and do their singing thing at the Celebrity Center over here and stuff. It's very
exactly.
Cool.
Yeah. So, as regards to like the claims of Scientology, seeing as L. Ron Hubbard is just a man,
yes.
What makes you feel invested in his message?
Well, I think he was a catalyst of the understanding of the practicality and get it done attitude of the West and the wisdom and philosophy of the East.
Okay.
And a combination of the two. And he's not the only one that's combined them.
Sure.
I see that often. I've seen it happen.
Yeah.
And I think it's a good thing. It's the yin and the yang, West and the East. And I believe he came across and began to pursue it from that point of view.
Okay.
And I think I did. And like I say, I'm not here to sell anything or convince anybody.
Right.
I'm just saying that it's been wonderful and a great experience for me and a great adventure.
Yeah. Do you think you'd ever explore Catholicism again? Or what do you feel about it?
I don't think so. But my mom has become more devout now in her older age. She's about 85 now.
Mm-hmm.
And my big sister is quite devout. And I did them a favor and I went to church on Christmas Eve.
Okay.
To make them feel good.
Yeah, did the midnight mass thing.
And I met the priest. He's a real nice guy and he's a musician too, so I was talking to him. So.
Okay, back in New York?
Yeah, Buffalo. Yeah. Blessed Sacrament.
Okay, yeah.
Kenmore, New York. So that's my story, sad but true. Hopefully not too sad.
No, it's interesting. It's really interesting.
So I hope some people actually sit down and start to talk, you know, as a result of this. And
yeah, it starts a discussion.
Some of the internet stuff is disturbing, with the blowing up of the van and the hacking and some things. But, you know, I don't know that the people doing that are absolutely connected with everyone on the street.
Well, you know, there's the same problem that Christians have with, like, anti-abortion protesters, where they get somebody that goes AWOL.
Unfortunately, it's hard to police, and Islam is the same way. I spent a lot of time in all of the Islamic countries, other than some of the Middle Eastern ones. The only Middle Eastern one I've been is Turkey.
Right.
But I've
been
to Indonesia, Singapore, Malaysia, and great Islam. I get email from Islamic fans all over the world all the time. We did a show in Indonesia, or no, in Malaysia one time, Kuala Lumpur. There was a girl in Islamic headdress in the audience like that. Now, where's the Time magazine photographer now?
Right.
We can show that, you know, there's not a hatred here. You know, it's a cool thing.
So you travel with your music?
Yes, sir.
So I'm on my way back.
Are you still
Yeah, I play performing? A lot. I still play a lot all over the world. I just did a European tour last spring.
Okay.
Or last fall.
All right. Very good.
Boy, I should not have worn a black shirt
today. It's hot
today.
They said it was only going to get up to 74, but it's more than that already.
Yeah, and then when you're in the direct sun.
Yeah,
that's the thing I like about L.A. As soon as you move out of the sun, it does cool off.
That's why people like stand in the line of trees and stuff. You understand it's 10 degrees cooler. Now, Tom Cruise grew up Catholic, too. I understand.
Yes, he did.
And he was in seminary at one point in high school, I guess.
Yeah, I was actually almost an altar boy.
Were you? Okay, yeah. Yep.
And I was a crossing guard at
my
school.
Okay. I actually wrote Tom Cruise a letter a couple years ago.
Did he answer?
No, I don't know if he got it or not. You know, you sent it to their agency or whatever.
I make a concerted effort to answer my email.
Yeah.
And it ain't easy.
Yeah, it isn't easy. It can be
about
a bottomless pit.
About 4,000 behind, and MySpace about 30,000.
It's not easy to do
that. People appreciate it when
that.
I do. It's kind of cool.
Yeah. Okay, it looks like everybody's back. They're coming around the block.
Yeah, my only concern today is I know some people may not agree with the spirit of my being here, and I'm going to get annihilated for it.
Right.
On
that's what I wondered.
I think most people here will agree with that.
Good.
Yeah. Here's the thing about Anonymous. We aren't an anti-Scientology organization. We're generally devoted to free speech and people getting their ideas out as much as possible.
I agree with that.
Yeah, and so I think I think 99% of the people here would agree with what you have to say.
I'm glad to hear that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I don't hate anybody, and I
we don't hate the belief.
Yeah.
So
thank
we're just
you.
Against the
actual. Yeah.
Thank you. Not yeah. the organization, and, not of the people.
I understand.
Yeah.
Just like how the Catholic Church was.
Yeah.
You know.
I understand.
Like
yeah.
I know many Catholics, and they're the nicest people. But the Catholic yeah. Church back in the day was like.
I was just saying the same thing about
exactly.
Islam. I have many Islamic
exactly.
friends.
Yeah.
We're not against the belief. You know?
I'm glad to hear.
We're against. I guess we're kind of against the we're kind of against the organization. Someone pickets in front of the Catholic Church, their problem is with the Pope and the bishops, not with
I know people
Christianity.
That pick, I know people that are Catholics and they picket in front of the Catholic
yeah.
Church. So
I understand. But you have nothing to fear from me.
Yeah,
and,
we think you.
I'm here to I'm not here to find out anything
no.
about it, but
actually, the people.
I have a camera, but I haven't turned it on.
Yeah,
I haven't used it.
Yeah, but hey, I'm carrying an audio recording.
I'm glad. I'm glad you're good.
Yeah.
Thanks, bro.
That's
very
yeah.
kind of you. Right on. Yeah, when I came. Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
When I came earlier, everyone offered their hand and shook my hand. I was very pleased with that. That's cool.
Yeah. Well, actually, the organizers of the protest are actually worried about people. Would infiltrate this looking like they're us and then starting a fight.
Yeah, yeah. I get
yeah.
no part of that, and I wouldn't encourage that. And if I knew of anything like that, I would certainly report it and stop
yeah.
it, because that's
thanks.
Just not cool. Thank you. I am a member of the Church of Scientology. Yes, sir.
Why are you a member of the Church?
I joined with the Church in 1971. It's been very helpful to me. And I am here today because I want people to know that members of the church are now
all
alike, and some of us are very interested in a dialogue and understanding when there's a disagreement. Does that make sense? I'm not here to sell you anything. Yeah, some of them are. Some of them are. Today it's true. I've seen some of it.
And, you know, how radical they actually
yeah.
So, all right. I just wanted to ask why you're
okay.
Here.
Well, thanks for being cool, bro. Right
on. Thank you.
Now, do you have a presence on the internet, your website, or not?
Yeah.
You do.
Yeah.
You do.
Okay. I hope it's still up.
What's the address for your site?
BillySheehan.com.
How do you spell?
SHEEHAN.
Okay. All right.
Like I say, you know, I'm probably going to get hit, and I hope I don't. I don't. Now that I've spoken to a few people, I don't think that's going to happen.
You mean from some of the folks that would be?
Yeah, I think people are pretty reasonable here today.
I think so. Seems like it.
I like that. I was nervous coming here, but
well,
I feel much better.
I remember from the early days of the planning for this, there was some stuff that looked kind of questionable, and then I think Mark from Zenu TV
yeah.
stepped in and
yeah,
provided some
me
guidelines, and I think it kind
I
of toned things down.
I hope if he posts any of my interview, he does it. You know, in a fair manner.
He seems like a fair man.
Yeah,
I don't think he's going to edit it. No. So, well, I'm going to continue walking, but
right,
it's nice to meet you.
My pleasure.
And if you ever decide to come back to Catholic Church, you're always welcome.
Well, thank you.
Welcome home.
Thank
nice
you.
To meet you.
All right.
What's the next site?
Woo! There's a Scientologist here, too.
You guys?
Answering questions.
Yeah, we're
over
there.
He's sitting over there with other masks.
So, is it it's okay to walk around the block at any point, or is it it's only?
I think so.
Is okay.
I believe so. Just
okay.
Stay off the grass.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Well, I think I'm going to leave the site of the protest here soon. Yeah, it's about 12:30. I've been here an hour and a half. So I'm going to see if I can make it to the cathedral for Mass. I think they have a 1 o'clock. I get back on the red line. Don't think it's too far to downtown. So that's what I'll be doing soon. Looks like a number of the protesters have left. Some are still here, but nowhere near the numbers we had a half hour ago. I think the official protest kind of ended when everybody rounded the block, when I was there talking to the current member of Scientology, so... There's a lot of cars in the parking lot here. I guess there maybe is some kind of service. I don't know what's going on at the church itself, but full lot. Looks like, I don't know if they do Sunday services. anyway, yeah, it's actually getting pretty quiet around here. Looks like most people are getting ready to wrap up and head out.
Save your family! Do not pay for your religion!
Just for politely writing reports. At that time, in April of the year 2000, our son Zachary Aaron was given the ultimatum that if he didn't sever all ties with us within 48 hours, he would be kicked out of the church himself. He chose to remain with the church, although he told us that he had no argument with us whatsoever. But he had to disconnect from us, that's the term that's used in Scientology, and we haven't really had any relationship with him since. That's been 8 years. We love him dearly. This is his picture. If anyone's seen him, please contact us. We have a website. It's www.religiousshunning.org. We have videos, webcasts there. We have lots of information about the Church of Scientology policy of disconnection and the practice of religious shunning. We are not anti-Scientology. We believe that there are a tremendous amount of beneficial information and there's a lot of spiritual awareness to be gained through the Scientology religion. But we are opposed to the practice of disconnection and to any other practices which limit human rights and freedom of speech.
Okay, I want to say something. Yeah, I've been a Scientologist a long time, and we were expelled for trying to make some corrections. Any organization that excludes or ejects people who dissent winds up with a collection of obsessively compliant robots. All hope of creative thought is gone, because anybody who gets up and disagrees is expelled, and anybody who talks to them is expelled. So the church has been using what they call disconnection as a tool of intimidation to get everybody... either comply, or if you don't agree, be quiet about it. So Scientologists talk about amongst themselves the things they disagree with, but they won't come out in public because they'll be expelled and their family won't talk to them, their parents, their children, brothers and sisters. So it's not only used as a method of shielding people from things that the management doesn't want the laity, the members, to hear. It's also used as a method of intimidation. And as a good point here, though, the thing that I learned today, being in Scientology, Scientology considers itself to be a 20th century religion, not steeped in medieval mysticism. Okay? They should be out here. This is the public that they should be interested in servicing. These people are anonymous, because these are the people who are courageous enough to take a look at something that's not optimal and on their own initiative, without some arbitrary leadership, do something about it. So the church is on the wrong side. They should be here. There should be representatives out here. What are they hiding from? I just want to say this one last thing. The Church of Scientology and its practices tries to improve everybody's ability to communicate and confront. Okay? There's nothing going on out here that can't be confronted and communicated. They shouldn't be hiding. If you take and you took on your film, all Scientologists were prohibited from coming for services today. There's nobody here but security guards. Because they're trying to shield the Scientologists from contact with the outside world that might be critical of the management. Okay? And that's insane. Scientology is to make you more able and improve your perceptions and awareness. How can you do that if you put blinders on your eyes and say, don't go on the internet, don't talk to those guys with the crazy V-masks, don't talk to these young people? This is the future. You guys out here are the future. This is where the action is, and they should be here, not in there or hiding away.
Yeah, also, L. Ron Hubbard, there's a quote from L. Ron Hubbard. L. Ron Hubbard says, communication is the universal solvent, but yet the Church of Scientology is not practicing communication. They haven't. They have shunned communication. They refuse to communicate to me. I wrote them letters. They answer back month. It takes months. They won't give me their phone number to call them. They don't answer the phone when I get the number anyway. They have severed all. They don't want to solve disputes. So they are not practicing Scientology. In fact, L. Ron Hubbard said that the purpose of psychiatry is to keep people quiet. I would say that what they're trying to do is keep people quiet. So they're being forwarding the purpose of psychiatry, not the purpose of Scientology.
Great.
Okay, thanks, guys.
Guys, let me get this release assigned. That was excellent. I want to use that in the piece. It just all it says is it allows us to use the interview on camera.
Okay.
That's
sure.
All. Scripture and your name. Are any of you guys here with Scientology at all, or like anyone?
No, that was the only guy I saw all day.
Yeah, he was,
and he was not an official representative. He was clear about that.
I'm sure this is
making it public, or just kind of.
Yeah, no, he had a sign, and he was talking to people. He talked to Mark from Xenu.net. I spoke with him for like 10 minutes.
They didn't want to talk.
He was more concerned about getting hits on his website from our group. I don't think he has anything to worry about.
Just good stuff.
Yeah.
That just all I need is. Oh yeah, just your. Oh, no, I just need that. That's it. I don't need your address. That's...
What media outlet is
this? This is G4. We're with Comcast. Same guys everyone. Sir, let me get yours as well. That was G4. G4, attack of the show.
You know, the thing is, with you guys...
So, now that you've left Scientology, what have you chosen to adopt as kind of a religious practice? Have you chosen something else?
You know, we still feel that Scientology is a valid religious practice.
Sure, if it were practiced.
And, you know...
You can't just take a fish.
You have to use common sense when practicing anything.
Yeah. Right, exactly.
You know, Judaism is a good religious practice, too, for some people.
Yeah.
But we don't stone people anymore. You know, current Jews don't cut off people's hands if they steal.
Yeah.
They don't practice an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. So
right.
any religious system can be perverted and used for evil.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So, that's really what's happening.
Can you give him a press release?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Honk your horn!
No? Sorry. I'll give you this, too.
Come on.
We'll
give you all
your
food.
Honk your
horn. Where'd everyone go?
Here's a press release.
Thank you.
Press releases.
I'll put this on my website.
All right, now I have also our suppressive person declare. It's confusing, but...
You want to see it.
We wanted to give more to them, but they wouldn't.
Oh, yes.
All right. Very cute.
You take mine out, and I'll get the other stuff.
We're going to go to another site, but I'm going to...
Oh, is that what happened? Everybody's moving to the Celebrity Center, maybe?
No?
Okay. Oh, Hollywood and Vine?
And do you think the message was got across there?
I think they got it. It would have been a little bit better if they came out and talked to us or accepted some of our
That begs the question, where are the Scientologists?
Well, I mean, if you pan over, I'm sure you want to keep it on hand. They're all hiding behind these gates. They've got a bunch of security roaming around to make sure that we don't inconvenience any of the high-level Scientologists or whoever is there.
I'll leave this with you. It's a letter actually I wrote to Tom Cruise a couple years ago, but yeah, I'm concerned about him too. It just seems really odd what he's... chosen or not chosen to do.
It's
sad.
You know, it's sad.
Yeah.
Because he's very close-minded at this point.
Yeah.
It's really unfortunate that we have to do this because we're afraid of them coming after us.
He only sees the good sides.
Sure.
Because they make sure that...
Yeah, well, he's kind of their icon.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Who is?
Tom Cruise. So do we know where the
Sunset. Well, the station is Sunset. The station is Sunset.
Hollywood and Vine, I think. Let's see. This is from their website. Sunset and Vine, maybe. Yeah, it said they suggested getting a day pass because we may be dropping off at the Hollywood and Vine between Vine and Ivine.
Right.
So is that where they went?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Very good. Well, thanks for bringing your materials out here. I appreciate that.
I love it.
Okay, let's move on.
They have the mask on because the church is in Scientology and that's people, when they know their names, they go up to the...
Thank you for bringing your materials out here.
Yeah.
I appreciate that, and I'll be praying for your son.
Yeah, and it's the website is religiouscunning.com. Well, it's on the press
release. Yeah, very good.
Yeah,
all right.
Okay.
All right, thank you. Okay, so as you just heard, I found out that the protesters moved to Hollywood and Vine, which is just a couple of stops up on the metro rail. So I think instead of going down to the cathedral, I'm going to head back that way, and then I'll catch Mass this evening back up in North Hollywood. So turn this thing off till I get to the next stop. Okay, so now we're on the subway again. We're headed up to Hollywood and Vine, which is where most of the protesters have moved at this point. So I'm on the subway with a bunch of people, some of them with masks, some without, just kind of talking about what we experienced. It seems to be a pretty apolitical movement here, really. It's more about human rights. I should say apolitical, but isn't people really attacking the religion per se, just the practices of the religion?
But it does not really matter where anyone is from, except this is a worldwide threat.
Is there anything else you'd like to say about
the widespread of information can be spread faster than a wildfire. It's gotten so big, it's surprising people haven't even known about it. We talk about it. You know, normal areas, places we go eat, restaurants, people over here, and they start talking about it. It is massive. Through the internet, people could finally communicate, you know, instantly. So it doesn't matter if somebody lives next door to you or if somebody lives in Germany. There's an automatic communication source. And that provides us with real information and all that. No one could say that it's false. There's, you know, references right here. It goes straight to the site. Other Scientology would have already sued it. We all know how too happy Scientology is. All this information on Xenu.net is true. No one can prove it false.
I didn't have to ask a question. You gave everything I needed.
We will not forgive. We will not forget the crimes of Scientology. We are here to help the Scientologists.
Can I ask a question about that? What's with the "you will not forgive" part?
We cannot forgive the crimes that they have committed.
Okay, but the forgetting seems to take care of the most important part. I mean, why is it important not to forget?
Forgetting it means, you know, it's just lost in time. There's people who, in all sick, sad honesty, have forgotten the horrors of the Holocaust and the horrors
and
of everything.
They should, obviously.
But they still have not forgotten, they still have not forgiven of it.
Crimes against humanity, no matter how big or how small, the Holocaust or the fact they've killed members that are trying to lead Scientology, it's still a crime. crime against humanity.
But what I'm saying is forgiving and forgetting are two distinct things. I can understand not forgetting. That's important. Why not forget?
You don't forgive someone for robbing a faithful of their cash alive.
You forgive
in every other religion, in every other religion around the world, they give back to their faithful. Scientology is the only religion that will take from their faithful.
So Jesus didn't forgive Judas.
He did. We are talking about not forgiving the people who committed the crimes against their faithful.
Judas was the perpetrator of a crime, and Jesus forgave him.
Without him, he would not have been...
Are you as divine as Jesus?
No, no.
Without him,
I'm just saying that the ideal should be forgiven.
Therefore, Christianity and Catholicism would not have been...
I don't know if that was really constructive or not, but I just had to throw it out there. I just don't get that part. So we're coming up off the escalator out of the Hollywood and Vine stop now. And I think it was an official, well, not official, but a representative of Anonymous I was speaking with then. Okay, turn it off till we get upstairs. Tom Cruise, I just feel like he's really, like, out to lunch. I don't know what happened to the man, but... It just seems something went wrong.
A lot of people just came here on the bad wagon. It's something to do.
Sure, it's kind of a right, kind of a kick.
I came for human rights.
Yeah, I think that's the essential thing. It seems like people are pretty well focused today on that. It's not.
We don't get focused. We're seeing people as well.
Yeah, it's true.
The guy in the Spider-Man suit. Oh, I didn't find it. Well, where the hell are you here?
Oh, it was cool that that Mark from Xenu.net showed up, because he seemed to be kind of like...
Oh, did he really?
Yeah, he was here. He was talking to the Scientologist dude that was kind of defending Scientology. When I got here at 11, he was talking to him. Yeah, that was awesome that he came. Is there another center here? Is that why it's...
I believe in Hollywood there's a couple of centers.
I think somebody said they own a building on every block of Hollywood Boulevard for like 12 blocks. They own more property, I think, than anybody else on this stretch of Hollywood Boulevard. So how did you find out about today's event? Just obviously on the internet, huh?
Yeah, actually, my friend Steven, he was the guy with the green head.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Is he a spokesperson for Anonymous?
For our group.
Okay.
He did the most
really
research.
Really the spokesperson for Anonymous.
Okay,
that's why we're Anonymous.
Yeah.
For our group, he did the most research.
And by us, I mean people I joined together.
Yeah. Okay.
And he's a great public speaker.
Sure, sure.
I'm so sure today was going to be cool.
Oh, it's a perfect day.
Oh, I'm wearing some black.
Did anyone over there in the back?
Okay, now we're on Hollywood Boulevard at the corner of Hollywood and Vine, and it's really loud. People are honking as they go by. We're in front of, what are we in front of here? We just got out of the subway anyway. We're headed toward Ivar and Vine, I guess. Yeah. A good number of people from the last location seems to be here as well. Oh, there's the Church of Scientology building here.
There we go.
Hence, this is why we're here.
Oh, nice.
Okay, let's see if I can get a picture of that thing on my phone. All right, yeah, there's the sign. There's the building, there's the sign. Oh, we got people on both sides of the street, too. Wow, they're not across the street from the church. That's probably not a wise idea. Wow, they're right under the doors.
We are Anonymous! We are Anonymous! We are Anonymous! We are Anonymous! We are Anonymous!
Kind of surprised.
We are Anonymous! We are Anonymous! We are Anonymous!
Wow, almost looks like there's more people here. No, thanks. Almost more people here than there were up at the first site. Maybe it's just a little more concentrated, but... Oh, yeah, and there's a sign.
Make room for the stroller!
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 Scientology sucks! Don't vote for them!
Psychology, they wouldn't allow her to have any classroom MR work done. They took her to a Scientologist-owned hotel where for 17 days she was put in there and intravenously fed vitamins and was forced to listen to self-help tapes.
Wow.
After the 17th day, they took her to a hospital that was a 45-minute drive away just because they had a Scientologist doctor. She arrived at the hospital dead on the scene. Due to malnutrition and dehydration. The autopsy exam showed that she had bed sores and cockroach bites on her arm. When they amounted her final assets, she had $153 left to her name and all of her accounts combined.
And the funny thing is that same coroner later was sued by the Church of Scientology for slander, and he had to change the report to cause death unknown.
Wow. Now, it's very hard to come up with these things because the Church does a really good job at covering it up.
Yeah.
You know, all of us have had our own little run-ins, even if it's all the way down to your ass to have a YouTube video removed. The point is, you know, anything that's shady, that it costs you that much money and costs you that much, you know, of your life, of your friends, of your expenses, of your family, you know, what makes sense with that?
It's not religion. That's not religion. No, religion is supposed to bring families together, give you a good
run. So where do people find information about this? Where should people go? Like, the story that you just told me, is that information available somewhere?
The perfect place would be www.whyarethedead.net.
Whyarethedead.net.
Yeah, Lisa McPherson's own site where you can actually read her autopsy report. LisaMcPherson.org. If you want to Google Why Are They Dead, and it'll pop up, and you get links to a whole bunch of other sites. Xenu TV. There's also another good one. You can find all their videos on YouTube. You search for Xenu TV. Yeah, X-E-N-U TV.
Okay, cool.
And, you know, knowledge is free.
Exactly. And, I talked to a guy who actually, he's protested plenty before any of the Anonymous got involved. And he was a guy who decided to wear Mike Rinder.
Oh, yeah.
And he was saying, he goes, usually there's only 10 people involved in the protest. And
I was expecting about 40 or 60 people.
I'm blown away. I'm just
amazing.
Thrilled.
The public support of
and it's relatively calm. I mean, you guys are very passionate about what you're talking about.
We fully know our legal bounds, and we know sure as hell not to push them.
Because I will admit, when I first got down in the subway, I looked at everyone who was down there. I was like, this is a bunch of kids. I was afraid that the possibility of it becoming destructive and people's aggravation, but everyone's been very...
Today's Lisa McPherson's birthday. She would have been 49.
That's why.
No problem, man. Awesome. Have a great day.
Nice talking to you guys.
There they are!
Oh yeah, can't wait. Gotta wait. Can you explain the not forgive part of the whole message?
We are anonymous. We do not forgive.
Yeah, I mean, I get the do not forget part. That's important. I mean, the Holocaust, you never forget, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
But the not forgiving part, what's the benefit of that?
It started off quite a while ago. It was kind of our slogan.
Yeah. I guess it's got rhythm, but other than that, it doesn't seem to advance your message very much.
We're not the most trusting group. We've been screwed over quite a few times.
Sure.
So, it's hard that we've made a lot of changes. Mm-hmm. A little bit here and there.
Yeah.
We've gotten people taken off the radio that were doing bad things.
It's got to be a little hard when you're so it's not like a central organization.
The non-central organization, we're doing pretty good right now.
Yeah. What is it okay to be on that side of the street? I mean.
Yeah, as long as we keep moving.
I see. Okay.
Like, the reason we do not forgive stuff like that,
yeah.
If you heard heard the story of Lisa McPherson, it's her birthday today.
Yeah.
When I first heard about this, I was thinking on whether or not I was going to come. And when I first heard her story, a lot of things will bother me. Very few things will really upset me, and that did.
Yeah.
And, that's one of the things. I honestly, I couldn't forgive an organization that would let that happen.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I guess my thing was, it's like, I think Jesus probably forgave Judas, even though he was the chief offender. That's my deal. I don't know. I mean, I still came because I'm like, oh, it seemed like a worthy cause. But I just wondered about that part. Okay, well, I think I'm going to wrap this up shortly. It's almost 1:30. This is good turnout here down in Hollywood, though, I have to say. Couple of snapshots of the group here. Some guy is handing out cookies to the protesters. Yeah. All right, I'm heading back to the Hollywood Vine stop. Like it's under construction here. Well, that was interesting. My impressions are pretty favorable. I think they did a good job. I think it was peaceful. I think they stayed focused on the human rights stuff. I kind of pressed them a little bit about that do not forgive stuff. It didn't seem like it was really a central part of their creed. It just kind of sounded nice. Young, though. I would say that the age of these protesters are probably mostly between like 18 and 25. And I guess it's kind of refreshing to see that young people actually care about this kind of thing. Yeah. I think they get a bad rap for being an apathetic generation, but I don't see that here today. They had a really good turnout down here. It's almost more people, I think, than up the street. Now, you were speaking to the Scientologist guy at the last site. Yeah. What was the end of that conversation, basically?
He couldn't answer any real questions.
Yeah.
He couldn't think for himself. He couldn't answer anything. He just kept saying, I wasn't there, so I don't know. And I said, well, you can't think clearly. Why don't you look into it?
Yeah.
And he was just like, well, I don't know if I would. And so he just pretty much couldn't answer anything.
Yeah, he seemed pretty ambivalent, actually.
Yeah.
Now, you grew up in the church?
Yeah, I was born into it.
So at what point did you get out?
I found out that my good friend Jennifer Stewart was raped when she worked in Scientology, and she was only 16.
She was working in the offices?
Yeah, for Scientology in California and Mountain View.
Okay.
And so she actually got raped by a 27-year-old man who was known to be a pervert. And Scientology still ordered her to go live with this man because she was like a supervisor and he was a top supervisor. And so together they were supposed to make it somehow the org to be St. Hill size, which means it's going to be over 200 staff members. And at the time they only had around 40 staff members.
Wow.
So when it was found out that she was raped, Scientology didn't care. They just turned it around and said, well, this man, he had a status called Kakan, which in Scientology means you can forgive the death penalty 10 times. And so basically it was disconnect from her.
Wow.
And that's what you have to do. And I told the guy to fuck off. And then this whole thing began.
Got
it. He sued them. When she turned 18, he went to the police.
Then we got married when she was like 19 or 20. And then we sued them and all this kind of shit. And ever since then, been out of Scientology. Got my family out, got her family out. And so that's why I'm here right now.
It's pretty difficult to get out, would you say?
Oh, yeah, man. It was really difficult because I tell you, I used to work for OSA.
Uh-huh.
Office of Special Affairs, and I was one of the guys that would go harass people that picketed our place.
Got it.
And I knew how that whole thing worked.
Yeah.
Then they started pulling the shit on us. You know, we got like tire slaps and our axle flying off, death threats, weird stuff like that. And I was like, wow, they're for real.
Yeah.
They don't fuck around.
No. Crazy.
Tori around?
Yeah, she was just here a second ago.
Okay.
How long ago was that you got out?
It was probably about 2001, right around there.
Okay. Are you surprised that they don't have a single representative out here to represent them?
Oh, not at all, because the guy who used to do that for San Francisco, Jeff Carroll, was the guy who had to supposedly handle me and take care of me, and he didn't do very well. And after talking to him, I decided we should sue their asses, and we won.
Yeah.
So they're not going to have people out here like someone like myself that knows all the dirt on Scientology.
Right.
Grew up in Scientology. Then you got someone like Tori, same kind of thing.
Yeah.
She knows all the bad and good and everything, and we can argue away and do things, and they don't want to deal with that, because then when people talk to us, they normally end up leaving. They don't want to miss that.
Absolutely, that makes sense. The parents of Zach were saying that all the cars in the lot up there were for security. They asked the members not to come to that location this morning.
Yep, exactly.
Which makes sense.
That does make sense. Makes a lot of sense.
So now that you're out of Scientology, have you chosen any other kind of church or organization?
No, honestly, I haven't done anything at all.
Yeah.
My main thing was pretty much exposing the true harm of Scientology.
Yeah.
Because if I didn't get lucky and did certain things, I didn't think I got lucky. Man, like, I got my parents out of her parents.
Mm-hmm.
I would have pretty much been disconnected from, and I would be, all my friends, everybody I knew was Scientologists.
Yeah.
So my whole thing is just pretty much to help people, you know, get out of Scientology, expose the crimes, and hope to prevent people from actually joining Scientology.
Well, that's the thing about cults is they get you socialized, and so you're afraid of losing your whole social circle.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
And that's how they do it. They get you, and they get all your family in, and when they get your whole family in and stuff, then it gets really difficult.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to lose your kids, you don't want to lose, you know, your wife and everything else. Like Tori, that lady Tori, she lost her husband, as you probably heard, for 27 years. Because she decided to leave.
Yeah.
But the big thing of Scientology is they don't want you to go to psychiatrist.
Right.
They don't want to do that.
Yeah.
And that's like, if you take any medication at all, then it's, there you go, you're an illegal PC, and that's why now you can't do Scientology.
Right.
You can't do auditing, they can't make a bunch of money off of you, and that's why Tom Cruise is freaking out about that.
Yeah.
So, a little scam. But I had no idea. I mean, I believed all this bullshit when I was in. And I didn't know about Xenu because I didn't get to that level at all, you know?
Yeah.
To get there, you got to spend a lot of money. And I never got to that level.
Right.
And, but it's crazy, the whole thing, now that you think of it. And now I think, shit, I wish I never was born to this crap.
So your whole family has gotten out?
Everybody.
That's good.
Everybody's out. So is that automatically downloaded on the computer, hopefully?
The beauty of it is it's an MP3. Yeah, it's ready to go.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's way better than a Sony Minidisc. And it's really good sound. And it's not a hard drive. It's a flash drive.
Yeah, Scientology is hateful. I used to pick with Scientology against, like, people that would pick at us.
Uh-huh, right.
So,
do you think there's anybody here that would be representing? I mean, not officially, but, like, scoping it out?
Oh, yeah. If they don't have that, it's really stupid. What they should do, or what they would like to do, in my own opinion, from experiencing and seeing stuff like this happen while I was in Scientology and working for them in that department, would be to have someone act like they're anonymous and they cause trouble.
Right.
So they can say, you guys are violent, you guys are bad, and ruin the whole thing.
Yeah.
So that hasn't happened yet, so that's a great thing.
Yeah, it's great. They haven't ever faced something of this magnitude, have they? I mean,
no, they haven't, because, I mean, one time, no, they haven't ever had this many critics going after them, people that
the
didn't like Scientology.
Same day, too, around the world.
Never.
Yeah.
It's been like 50 the most. Maybe, like, when I would come down here, there'd be 4 or 5 of us.
Okay, yeah.
And we'd be, like, people that speak out against Scientology. But to have, like, hundreds like this, that's a nightmare.
Yeah.
I'm sure they're shitting in their pants. They don't know what to do.
How big is the membership, do you think? Do you have any idea?
Oh, you mean how many people are in Scientology?
Yeah.
In my strong opinion, from what I've experienced and seen, there's maybe 200,000 in the entire USA.
Okay.
Only. They count every book sale, everything like that, anything like that at all as a Scientologist. So they'll say there's 10 million. And all that kind of shit, but there isn't. Because
right.
when you go to like the big orgs, like Mountain View, for example, was like the big hot org. They would win all these awards. They were the best org in the USA kind of a thing, in California, and all this crazy stuff. And I went to join staff there when I was younger, around 18, 19. And I saw about maybe, I don't know, 30 staff members, maybe 40. Mm-hmm. But they weren't somewhere at nighttime, somewhere at daytime, and there was nobody taking courses.
Yeah.
And so I was like, what the hell's going on here?
Yeah.
And you got 20, maybe 20 people that are joint staff, and you see nobody in the course rooms. Then you go to LA, and it's huge, and there's barely anybody in the course rooms.
Well, isn't it kind of a networking thing for the entertainment industry? I mean, that's
right.
part of it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they really like to ruin families, so they're known for that.
Yeah.
They disconnect and shit like that. It's really sad how they do that. And that's what pretty much I figured. Either I'm going to get them out somehow or I'm going to be disconnected from. So I was kind of holding my breath.
Yeah.
And luckily, I knew enough about it where I can, you know, go after them with different policies that crossed each other and stuff like that. And I did a lot of things for Scientology, so I knew the dark side of it. When I was doing it, though, I thought I was just, all these people were evil people.
Right, right.
Now that I realized, you know, years ago that I was just being a dumb shit, I feel like an idiot. But now I'm glad I'm out of there.
Yeah. So somebody was saying that they changed the names of some of the operations, but they didn't ever abolish the policies.
Yeah, it used to be Guardian's office, which is, you know, where Mary Sue got arrested and put in prison with the other, you know, 10 other Scientologists.
Uh-huh.
Now they just made it OSA, Office of Special Affairs. And the guy that runs that for San Francisco, his name's Jeff Kuros, and that's the guy that I used to work for. And
okay.
He used to make me go and pick it and make me do that. But he would say, don't tell them that you're making me pick it. Because if they know that Scientology is behind this, we can get sued for a lot of money, Tommy. So if you do that, it's all your fault. So I always kept a quiet about it.
Yeah.
But he always told me, you know, there's no difference. The difference is we got smart and we changed the name. You know, we hire private investigators and we're just smarter. We don't get caught as easily.
Right.
But he says SPs, you know, SPs, you treat them the same way. Trick, sue, lie to, or destroy, literally. So that's a fact because I used to do that to people and... And then sure enough, it started happening to me once I left. And just like the last week and a half, I've gotten 2 slashed tires, added brand new tires, so...
Wow.
There you go.
Wow, really?
It's irritating, but oh well.
Yeah.
They can kiss my ass, because I'm not stopping. But it's awesome. You're with Anonymous?
No, I found out about this only after the video, Tom Cruise video got leaked, and then I found Xenu.net.
Oh, yeah.
So I've just been following it for a couple weeks.
Yeah, there's a... They hate having protesters like this.
Yeah.
And having so many people, it's amazing.
Yeah, it is amazing.
Because a lot of you guys have a lot of balls to come out here, because a lot of people are so scared of Scientology.
Well, I don't know exactly what... Yeah.
They're just scared. They won't come out. It's crazy. We'll try to throw a picket,
and
we'll be talking to hundreds of people, and 4 people show up.
Right.
Yeah, they don't want to come out. They're like, screw you guys. I'm not going out there, because they know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
But there's so many of you guys, and what are they going to do?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
What their goal is to find, I guarantee you, right now they're trying to figure out who's running Anonymous.
Right. And
they're
going to decentralize
that
thing.
That's right. We're going to sue you. We're going to get you. That's how they work.
They told
right.
them not to come. They told them not to show up.
Yeah. That's the problem for them is that Anonymous is not a cult.
Exactly. They're calling them a terrorist group and all this kind of stuff. But they're, you know, that's just their way of trying to discredit them.
Right.
Because they have so much to hide.
Yeah. So, what do you think of the next steps after today? I mean, what?
Continue on picnic. Elroy Hubbard's birthday is coming up next month.
Okay.
I think it's on the 11th of next month, March.
All right, yeah.
And last year, me and the lady Tori and Bob came out here. Mark Bunker, not Bob, and a couple other people. And we did the whole thing and did the whole picket. And, like, there's maybe 5 of us, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I mean, if... Anonymous and other people continue to start this to keep up with this whole situation.
Yeah.
That really helps people because people drive by, they get flyers, and people
exactly.
start to realize there's a lot of people.
Yeah.
Then people start getting involved because they don't get scared.
Yeah.
When there's like 5 people, they're like, screw
yeah,
you,
exactly.
retards.
Yeah.
These guys are crazy.
Safety in numbers.
That's right. Because they'll come after the family. And I mean, they had a private investigator named Eugene Ingram come to my grandma's house and try to scare the crap out of her.
Wow.
And she's like 60, 65. And she told him, you know, fuck you, fuck off, because she's kind of ballsy. Then she went to my, he went to my aunt's house. She's really tiny. She's 4'11", maybe, from my mom's side, and trying to intimidate her at her work and followed her in a car.
Wow.
And then her friend started following him, and they called the cops, and he disappeared. He came to my boxing gym, not to the actual gym, but went and investigated certain people that I box with.
Yeah.
To try to make lies about me. And
wow.
His name's Eugene Ingram. He's a coward. And, but yeah, he never came to me. I would love to talk to that guy.
Yeah.
And he spread false rumors about my wife Jennifer and my parents, trying to get my father's company messed with, my mother's whole situation. They're nuts.
Wow.
And he's a known private investigator.
That's hired by Scientology. So what ultimately do you think the church is trying to accomplish? What are they ultimately about?
They really want to get everybody in Scientology. They want to take over the world. There's a policy, it's very clear.
Do you think they honestly believe they have a message that's positive?
A lot of the lower guys know that.
Yeah.
The higher guys know it's bullshit.
Yeah.
But the higher guys are making so much money, they got tax exempt, they're not going to ruin a good thing for themselves.
Right.
And so David Miscavige, we call him the asthmatic dwarf, because I've seen him before, and he literally looks like he might be 5'2 with his high heels on. Literally. And so he's just like, they're running the show right now.
Okay.
But he makes a lot of money.
So do you think he'll have any kind of press release this week after this, or no?
They try to stay away from the media because the media, to them, I wouldn't have a right to how the media is bad, how the media twists things around and all that kind of stuff.
But the media is where all their money comes from.
The what?
The media is where all their money comes from.
The media?
Well, yeah, Tom Cruise. I'm sure he's a major donor.
No, exactly. But they'll say, like, if a Scientologist talks to the media in general, there's a problem. Yeah. Like, if you want to have, like, a reporter go with this, the orgs and stuff, they generally try to stay away from that because Arwen believes that the media basically will change the story around and make it look bad for Scientology.
Got it.
That's what Arwen believes. Now, you're right. The media makes the money because you got Tom Cruise.
Oh, yeah.
But they use the celebrities in that way, like John Travolta, Tom Cruise,
right.
Christy Alley, because they want young people like us or younger to think, wow, we're going to become like Tom Cruise.
Right. They want, they need their icons, their pop
right.
icons.
So that's their icon. That's how the whole thing works.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy. But anything at all I say, you can put on the internet. I have no problem with that.
Is it okay if I get a photo of you?
Yeah,
is that right?
Take a picture
okay,
anytime. My name's Tommy Gorman.
Tommy Gorman, okay.
All right. Check out the internet.
Do you have a website as well? Or do you have a website or no?
No, you know, a website that I'm on a lot is www.lermanet.com. And on there on the far right, you'll say Tommy Gorman's interview.
Okay. How do you spell the website?
Let's see. Make sure I don't spell it wrong. LERMANET.com.
Okay, cool. Let me get a picture here. Let's see here. All right. On three. One, two. Do one more. Awesome. Great, thank you. Well, take care of yourself. All right. Okay, now I'm really going. That was Tommy Gorman, former member of the Church of Scientology. He grew up in the church and extracted himself about 7 years ago, and his whole family. So he was interesting to talk to. Yeah. Okay, that's enough. I'm ready to go home. It's almost 2 hours of this. And if you're listening to this by now, you're probably getting tired of it too. It's a little wearisome after a while, but I think there's some good information that's getting out. Certainly know what a little bit better what to pray for and who. And yeah. Another day here in LA. Signing out for now. Bye-bye.